Yerushalmi, corresponding to Novi Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis and Medalef at the beginning of the ninth Perek, Perek Ha'akum Elohim. Ha'akum Elohim Nezirus, Noshim Avodim Yishlehem Nezirus. This does not apply to Gentiles, it does apply to women and slaves. Choyim Benoshim Mebe Avodim, Shukhefeth Avdoi Ben Akhefeth Ishtoi. The supremacy of women over slaves. One can force a slave to transgress Nezirus, but he cannot force his wife. Vows of slaves of astringency that does not apply to vows of women. One can annul his wife's vows, but not his slave's vows. If one annuls his wife's vow, it's permanently annulled. If one annuls his slave's vow, when the slave becomes free, he has to complete the Nezirus. Over, Mekeneged Pana, Vimea Oime, La Yishte, if a slave who recruited Nezirus fled from his master, Vimea says he may not drink wine. Vyesi Oime Yishte, Vyesi says he drinks. Bnei Yisrael, Noidrim Benazir, Vein Akum Noidrim Benazir, the Gemara says Bnei Yisrael accept Nezirus, as the prophet says, but therefore Gentiles do not accept Nezirus, they're not part of Bnei Yisrael. On that, on now, Ish matrolema ish lavia akum finodin nadoam nadovis yisol om afacha kein. Say b'nei yisol, so it says ish ish asher yakriv. Why does it repeat the word ish? It includes Gentiles that they vow nadoam nadovis, kabonas with and without achayas, respectively, like yisol. Also here you should say that ish includes Gentiles. Shnihi dechiv, rapea lav. The answer is here is different because it says love. One who has a kapara through a korban chatas, this excludes Gentiles who do not have kapara. Amantanin and ha'akum of yimeo ime nerach v'alem ra'arich v'idaim ma'arich avaloi nerach. The mission says that a Gentile, a Rameh says that he can be nerach if others can pledge his value to give to Hekdash, a fixed amount based on the lady and gender. We cannot be a Ma'arish, which means pledge others. Erech, Rida says he can be Ma'arich, but not Nerech. We can agree that he can be Noida, which means to give to Hekdash someone's slave market value, and Nedarim, which is others can pledge in his slave value. But boy, mandama tamon marich v'acha mazir, mandama mar nerich hacha nizor. Rabbi asks the question: the one who says that he can be marich, here he can be mazir, which means impose nazir on others. The one who says that he can be nerach, here he can be nizor, which is others impose nazir on him. How can he be a Nazir? If Yisrael is Mazir a Gentile, would he listen? If Yisrael said, I am a Nazir, and the Gentile heard and said, what he said is a lie. In the Ela Kapira Chayvoy, he is only like one who pays a debt. He accepted to offer Kabbalah for the Nazir. He didn't accept Nazirus. Mazir Heich Efshar, how can he be Mazir? Akum Mazir Es Yisrael, Yisrael Yisrael Eina Mazir, Akum Mazir Es Yisrael. If a Gentile is Mazir Yisrael, this cannot be because an Yisrael cannot be Mazir Yisrael. Can a Gentile be Mazir Yisrael? Ela B'Shama Ha'akum Ha'ini Nazir B'Shama So, Vama Mash Oma Ze Olai. And says, rather, a gentle said, I am a Nazir, and he saw heard and said, what he said is upon me. Now, me at this way, if so, what does the passage exclude? So, you saw as Mazir only in this way. Israel, Vava Yachal, Vain Akum, Vava Yachal. And so, Israel has an Isser of Lo Yachal, not to profane his words. The gentle does not have an Isser of Baal Yachal. Amav Yona, Yisrael, Yishlahem, Heter, Chochem, Akum, Elahem, Heter, Chochem. Vienna answered that Yisrael can permit his Nazirus through a Gentile, through a Chacham, but a Gentile cannot permit through a Chacham. Rav Yossi, Yeso, Sichem, Heta, Chacham, La'akam, Ein Sichem, Heta, Chacham. Rav Yossi answered that a soul can permit his nezeres through a Chacham, and that he does not need a Chacham's letter. Asya, Rav Yossi, could be a goal. Rav Yossi holds like Rav Yabo. Chada, Nochis, Asis, Legabi, Rav Yabo, Amal, Avimi, Batuvi, Koik, Vapasachla, Benoilad. A Gentile woman came in front of Rav Yabo to permit her vow. He told Avimi Bartuvi, go make a Pesach for her. Noilad means a reason to regret it based on something that occurred later, and permit it. Odu Rabbi Yonah, Kuvi Acha, Damahu, Lavan, Hu, Kushan, Rushatayim, Lamani Kushmai, Kushan, Rushatayim, Shahashtir, Shuris, Achas, Shechil, Efeshru, Achas, Shibit, Vidisol, Shmoine, Shana. Rabbi Yonah holds like Rabbi Acha, who said that Lavan is Kushan, Rushatayim. Why is he called Kushan Rishatayim? It's because he did two evils. One is that he profaned the Shura, means not to cross the lathe. And one is that he subjugated himself for 8 years, according to Yossi, perhaps he permitted his Shura and did not transgress it.